Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
I like to just let it breathe every once in a while. Such a good song. Why waste it by me talking over it so quickly?
It's the best Van Hagar song.
Yes.
It is. Clearly.
Yeah. Welcome to the show.
It's good to see you, my friend.
Well, it's good to be seen.
Good to talk to you again. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
You came in like a tornado.
I did? Wrecking things around me?
Yeah. I mean, I think you got a workout just... running in here, my friend.
Broke a good sweat.
Yeah, I can see that, man. It's not just the hot lights that are causing that sweat on your brow today, my
Welcome
friend.
Welcome to the show, Afternoon Drive. Goodman Mason, watch us, MileEyeSports.com. You can reach us. Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed, at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. If you're looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to RMFP.com. In the meantime, we are giving away $50 in slot play to Sasquatch and Wildcard Casino up in Blackhawk. While you're up there, you can see how you can win a Ranger Crew 900. If you don't want it, you'll get nearly $10,000 in cash instead. Grand prize drawings are coming up the 24th and the 25th, and that is going to be next weekend. With that, time now for the lead.
The lead is presented by Smoke and Dave's Barbecue and Brew, Colorado's best barbecue since 2007. Go get some tonight in Denver, Centennial, Longmont, Lyons, and Estes Park.
It is the story that just won't go away. Like cockroaches in a nuclear holocaust, the Aaron Rodgers story will find a way to survive until we get to the start of Packers training camp. ESPN's Adam Schefter reported this morning that Rodgers turned down a 2-year contract extension that would have made him the NFL's highest paid player. We essentially reported the same thing about 5 weeks ago.
Yes, and it was out from some reporters in the know in Wisconsin.
Yep.
That Aaron Rodgers had turned down a contract to make him the highest paid player in the NFL.
So why is this coming out now?
Exactly. And that's why it's the timing of everything, right? I mean, it's like...
Who leaked it?
Yeah. You know, I'm almost going to be like, how I couldn't do a Howard Cosell impersonation. I'm sure you can, but I remember there's this audio clip of Howard saying, who goofed? I've got to know. Yeah, who leaked it and why? And why today? Like, just as we go back to the draft, why does it come out that day? That
came out from the Packers. Aaron Rodgers would have no motivation to want it out there that he turned down the opportunity to be the NFL's highest paid player and would have the opportunity to stay in Green Bay for 5 years.
Unless it's about his way of saying, if it came from that side, hey, it's not about the money for me.
Could be.
It's
another way to look at it.
The PR battle, right? I mean, if it were money, I think you could say, okay, the motives are clearly cynical if they're only related dollars. But if it came out from Aaron Rodgers' side, I think it may be also a way of saying, I'm not concerned about the money here. I'm willing to take these fines if I don't show up. Or the other thing is that he turned that down and he would prefer some kind of restructure that one way or another grants him freedom after this season.
I'm going to give you three scenarios and put probabilities on each of them that need to add up to 100%. One, Aaron Rodgers does not show up at all, and they let him sit and force him into retirement. Number two, he gets traded at some point to the Broncos or another team, and that would be basically from the start of training camp up until the trading deadline. Mm-hmm. Or number three, Aaron Rodgers agrees to stay in Green Bay for one more season. The Packers say we will trade you after this upcoming season.
I believe.
Am I missing one?
No, because you're taking care of everything this year.
Well, I like to button things up. It's important to me.
Right. And the other thing is also playing out 1 year opens the door for trade free agency in the offseason, which you would say, if you're looking at the biggest possibility here right now, you'd say probably it's moving on at some point next year. I'd say the chances that he is traded between the start of training camp and the trading deadline are about 35%.
Okay.
Chances that he agrees to a one-year deal about...
He's not agreeing to a one-year deal.
Or just playing one year, playing
he
out
says,
one year.
He says, you will have to trade me after this upcoming season.
Effectively, it's kind of like, it's putting a clock on it.
Yep.
I'd say that the chances of that are probably about 35%.
Ooh. So you think there's a 30% chance they force him into retirement?
Yes. Yeah. Try to. Yeah. But again, that's about this year. I don't think he'll retire. I think they'll try to force it. He'll just say, "Okay, we're gonna play the. I'll call your bluff, and we'll revisit this in the off season."
So I don't play the entire season.
Yeah, 30%. He doesn't play the entire season.
Yeah, I think it's about 65%. He agrees to stay there one more year. 30%. They trade him, and 5% he sits out the entire year, and then they trade him.
Yeah,
I think it is starting to lean towards I'll play one more year.
You know what is basically 0% at this point? Him being a Packer in 22.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I mean, the one thing that has opened up here is the notion that he hasn't played his last snap in Green Bay, but he's not coming back without the clock ticking down. And the thing is, like, agreeing to trade him, I mean, this is where you say, okay, do you want this sort of thing in writing, or do you want to restructure the contract where they just say, all right, we're even going to just release you after the season?
Broncos fans, if this doesn't go through this year, devastated is too strong of a word, but they will be very, very disappointed, because guys like me and you and other guys in the media have said, I think this is going to happen. So if you want to blame us, knock yourself out. We are reporting what we have heard from other people who are smarter than us in this arena. But with that, how disappointed do you think the guys in the Broncos locker room will be outside of Drew Lock and Teddy Bridgewater?
They'll never
say. Who will be the most disappointed? Give me the one person who will be the most disappointed. Because to me, there's only one guy.
Von Miller.
No.
Okay, who?
Vic Fangio.
Ooh. Oh, you okay, hold on.
I said one guy.
You said locker room, though, right?
Well,
I thought
he's walked through the locker
room. Yeah, okay. If we're talking about in the building.
In the building,
the most disappointed people are named Vic Fangio, Pat Shurmur, yeah. Mike Shula, Ed Donatell.
Yeah, because they all might be looking for jobs after this upcoming season.
Right. I mean, the guys who may survive a coaching change are probably guys like, for example, Mike Munchak, who may even be a dark horse to be the next head coach.
All right, who's number two on your list? In the locker room, you say Von Miller. I don't think it'll be Von Miller.
Von wants legacy, though.
He already has legacy.
He wants to lap the field. He wants to be in a situation where he's in position to get more sacks. One thing that helps that out is having an elite quarterback.
Sure.
And
fine, I'll give you Von Miller. Who's number two?
Number two, ooh, that's a good question. Because you want to say the receivers, but at the same
right,
time.
And Noah Fant.
Yeah, I'd say probably Noah Fant.
I'm going to go off the board for 200,
now,
Alex.
Now, Noah Fant is working with Drew Lock right now. I get that. But I also think, like, Cortland Sutton is Drew Lock's guy on the field. And okay. Jerry Jeudy
he's his guy because right. He's physically there.
And Jerry Jeudy is Teddy Bridgewater's guy. They already appear to have chemistry.
I would love
so
to
who's your off the board guy?
I would love to have a nanny cam sitting in Judy's house, Sutton's house, Fant's house, Hamler's house, if they get Aaron Rodgers.
Well, they just,
I would love to see that reaction.
They would just hope that they're not the guy being traded.
I'll tell you the guy who deserves... Okay, let me rephrase this. Who deserves Aaron Rodgers the most? What player on the team deserves to have a guy like Aaron Rodgers on the team? And I'm not going to say Von Miller. So I reframed the
question.
Justin
Simmons.
There you go. That was my answer as well. He got here right after a Super Bowl, went through some lean times. He's a top two or three safety in this league. Just signed a new deal. He wants to win. And Aaron Rodgers signals that for him.
And you know, guys that probably be right behind him on that
Shelby
list.
Harris.
Shelby Harris and Bradley Chubb. Guys,
I don't know if I'm putting Chubb there.
But those are guys that have been there for a lot of the bleeding, and they've played well. They've.
What about Garrett Bowles? He's been there longer.
Yeah,
Garrett. I think for all of the quarterbacks he has had to block for, Garrett Bowles would jump through a ceiling.
He's also the guy that might benefit the most from Aaron Rodgers if he ever walked in the door, because that would make him look good as a tackle.
Oh, Garrett, man.
If Aaron Rodgers is ever the Broncos quarterback, Garrett Bowles adds some more first-team all-pro nods to his resume, to sure. The point where, believe it or not, you start talking about Garrett Bowles is one of the all-time great offensive linemen in the history of the team. I know it sounds crazy to think
that.
Wow,
that's quite a statement.
Well, if you put Aaron Rodgers behind him, if he's protecting a guy who has good awareness, pocket sense, and someone who's decisive with the ball, I think that basically enhances Garrett Bowles.
Let's wait to see what happens to Garrett Bowles when there's crowd noise and
he
gets thrown off and if they start to call holding a little bit more.
That's the big thing. But the other big thing, of course, when you go outside the locker room, you talk about how maybe the public will feel. The public will be disappointed.
Viscerally disappointed.
But the big
thing, as if the season ended disappointed.
But the big thing why the disappointment would extend to a lot of corners of the Broncos right up to George Payton's office is this. If Aaron Rodgers agrees to come back for 1 year, all of a sudden you go from a place where you had one, maybe two teams competing for Aaron Rodgers to conservatively a dozen teams in the mix for Aaron Rodgers.
You know what I do?
Some teams even that maybe we're not even thinking about who could be on the radar, who'd be in the conversation.
If I'm Aaron Rodgers, you know what I do? I say to Green Bay, I'll play for one more year on one condition. I'm going to give you a list of teams that I want to play for, and you have to trade me there. And if you don't, then I'm done. You have to. Now, then again, he could suffer season-ending injury, then he loses all of his leverage.
So
right?
Who's on that list?
The Broncos.
Are the Raiders on that list, too?
Maybe. Maybe they're on that list.
Who else?
I don't know.
Miami?
Well, there'll be a lot. Philadelphia could be on that list. I mean, there any team that the Giants could be on that list.
I mean, if you could start going through and saying, okay, there are some dark horses there. New Orleans with Sean Payton could be on the list. But Green Bay,
think he wants to get any further from California, not to mention he has a connection here with his fiance,
right,
who spends a lot of time in Boulder.
Denver would still be the favorite, but it would open it up to where another team would be willing to give more than George Payton perhaps would.
Right.
And then if Aaron Rodgers has put that other team on the list, like the Eagles, like the Giants, like the Saints, like the Dolphins, then the Broncos would be on the outside looking in.
Big news out of the NFL today, having nothing to do with the Broncos, but potentially having everything to do with the Broncos. That's next.
Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Welcome back. Afternoon Drive, Goodman Mason. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. If you're looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. In the meantime, if you are looking for a 30-point inspection and safety check for your HVAC unit, I highly recommend Mighty Plumbing Heating and Air. It's just $69, and with Mighty Plumbing Heating and Air, they will meet or beat any written offer. Also, I worked with these guys. They do not sell you something that you don't need, but I'll tell you something I did need. I did need a new HVAC unit. What do I mean by not selling me something that I didn't need? My HVAC unit was 28 years old. I knew it was about to go. But what I got out of them was outstanding service. They showed up on time. They walked me through the process, and I got the best equipment out there called Rudd, and I could not be any happier. You need to see why as well. They have over 300 five-star Google reviews. Everybody loves Mighty Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Check them out at MightyPH.com. That's MightyPH.com. Time now for the buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Rocky Mountain Forest Products, where they specialize in wholesale lumber to the public. Go to Rocky Mountain Forest Products in Wheat Ridge or go to RMFP.com.
We had a conversation yesterday on the show. I think, I don't know if it was ESPN or CBS Sports, but they put together a list of 9 players who could be traded during training camp. I was very surprised to see Melvin Gordon on that list. Well, 24 hours later, or less than 24 hours later, the Rams are going to be facing this season without their number one running back, Cam Akers, who ruptured his Achilles tendon. So let's put this to the test. You think if the Rams call the Broncos, they're willing to trade Melvin Gordon?
I think the Broncos' counteroffer would be Royce Freeman.
That's not the question I asked you.
I know.
That's a great answer to another question.
Yeah.
The question I asked you was, do you think if they called about Melvin Gordon, who's certainly better than Royce Freeman, what do you think George Payton says?
I think he'd say, well, let's talk. Let's have a negotiation. He'd say, what do you think of Royce Freeman?
Okay. What do you think?
That's what I think his response would be.
Thank you, Danny.
I don't think it would be straight up yes or no. I think it would be, let's talk about Royce Freeman. And if they didn't come into an accord, I think then the conversation would move to Melvin Gordon.
Okay, so let's say it moves to Melvin Gordon. It's going to be Royce Freeman. Don't get me wrong. I'm just going by yesterday's report.
Right.
What do you think the Broncos would say, we got to have this for Melvin Gordon if you want him?
I think for Melvin Gordon, they would demand a 4th-round pick.
They demand more than that.
You think so?
Yep, they demand a 3rd. Yep, for sure.
Even for a guy in a contract year at a position that's kind of a fungible asset.
Well,
and also don't forget the contract, which basically
it's over $6 million.
Yeah, it would chew up all but $973,000 of the Rams cap space.
Right. I don't think they'd ask for Melvin Gordon because of that reason alone.
I think they'd ask for Royce Freeman, maybe though.
They might. Yes. And what do you think they get for him?
7th-round pick.
Conditional
7th-round pick.
Bingo.
On the condition being he makes the team.
Yes.
And maybe Payton tries to get him to throw in, all right, if he hits X number of yards.
We get Matt Stafford in return.
That becomes a 6.
Yeah.
It's not going to be much, but it's the type of deal that we see all the time.
Okay. So who would you rather have, Royce Freeman or Adrian Peterson, who's still sitting out there?
Adrian Peterson wasn't bad last year, even at his age. Heck,
he was better than Royce Freeman?
Yeah,
heck, that's my point. Sign Adrian Peterson.
I saw a list of possibilities that included Frank Gore.
Right.
Who is basically made of titanium, which is the only explanation why he's still playing.
Right. Yeah, I think the Rams could probably do better than Royce Freeman. I don't know if Royce Freeman is going to even make this team.
And that's why basically it would be a conditional pick that you get back for him. I mean, if the Broncos can get a conditional pick back for Royce Freeman, I think they're happy because there just isn't a spot for him right now unless somebody gets hurt. It's going to be Melvin Gordon, Javonte Williams, Mike Boone, and unless Royce Freeman becomes, a jack of all trades who can do things on special teams, they're probably likely to keep Levante Bellamy,
right?
Who was on the team last year ahead of Royce Freeman. Freeman's ship has sailed. If believe me, if the Rams called George Payton, he would try to he would do the car salesman thing of can I put you in a Royce Freeman today?
Yeah. Who did John Elway draft at the running back position that was good? It emphasized the word draft.
Yes.
Not hometown discount, mom wants me to stay in town.
Or the scouts recommended this guy from Cal in C.J. Anderson, because the two most productive running backs the Broncos brought in as rookies during the Elway era were both undrafted, C.J. Anderson and Philip Lindsay.
Right.
The rest were Monte Ball, who had, obviously we know about the issues that he had. Of course, he was dealing with alcoholism. They drafted Devontae Booker. Booker looks
like... Devontae Ball was a second-round pick?
Yes.
And Devontae Booker's a third-round pick?
Fourth.
Oh, yeah.
Royce Freeman was a third, split the difference. Devontae Booker looks a heck of a lot better since he left. I mean, he seemed to take special delight in shredding the Broncos last year in Vegas.
Outside of Garrett Bowles, because of one really good year, and Cortland Sutton with one really good year, he was injured last year, what did John Elway do significantly to make this defense or this offense terrific outside of maybe Noah Fant?
In terms of player acquisition?
In terms of the draft. Starting in 2011.
Julius Thomas was fourth round pick.
There you go.
Cody Latimer was bust.
No. Don't bring up his name.
No, he was a bust. I just said he was a bust.
No, don't bring up bust. Just bring up guys who were really good.
Zane Beatles wasn't an Elway pick. Demaryius Thomas wasn't an Elway pick. Eric Decker wasn't an Elway pick. Andy Janovich, I mean. No love for Jano, even though he's Brock Olivo's guy.
Jano.
Love Jano.
Love Jano. If we could have 22 Janos, we'd be all right.
Jano. Love Jano.
I'm glad we have
this. Love Jano. He's... Jano, to me, if we had 22 Janos,
we'd be all right.
We would be all right.
You know what? I don't think...
You're welcome, by the way, for asking that question.
I don't think there's any coach, assistant coach in the history of the Broncos whose reputation outlives just 1 year on the staff than Brock Olivo for that one soundbite.
Yeah.
Of course, the other thing I remember about Brock Olivo is he kept saying all year when things would go wrong, it's on me. And after one press conference, I don't know if I said it to you. I may have even said it to you. I'm like, yeah, inevitably, damn right it's going to be on you.
Right.
At the end, and it was.
So in...
Yeah.
I'm sorry to be picking on John Elway.
Roy Cushenberry is the jury is out.
Oh, no. I'm talking about guys who... Well, okay, here we go.
Jerry Jeudy looks like he's promising. Noah Fant looks decent.
Okay.
So far.
How many Pro Bowlers? How many guys?
On offense drafted by Elway?
Yeah. Sutton made a Pro Bowl, didn't he?
Yes.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah. So from 2011. Did
Julius Thomas make a Pro Bowl?
Probably did.
I mean, he had
so two Pro Bowl players in 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 years. In 10 years on offense, he drafted. Oh, Bowles made a Pro Bowl. Did he make the Pro Bowl or just an All-Pro?
All-Pro.
So he didn't make a Pro Bowl. Right. I'm gonna count him. I'll count him. Three Pro Bowls in 10 years.
An All-Pro and two Pro Bowlers. Yeah.
Wow. That is a rich legacy. 10 years. Three, for lack of a better phrase, Pro Bowls.
On the offensive side. Did a lot. He did better in terms of defensive talent. When you look back at John Elway, it's clear that he had a much better grasp on what he didn't want to face as a player.
Right, and that happens to a lot of executives.
Right, like he nailed Von Miller, number two overall pick, was not a slam dunk, but he understood that Von was going to be the Derek Thomas for this generation, yeah. And he was right.
Well, he had to think it was Derek Thomas. He wore number 58, and that was his hero.
Yeah, right. And that was the kind of guy that gave John Elway a lot of problems. So Elway was always able to diagnose, okay, these are the guys I really don't want to go against. I would like to have them on my team, but constructing an offense in terms of the draft, free agency, there were misses, but there were also some hits. A little bit better, but still, part of the legacy of John Elway is struggling on the offensive side and drafting.
Coming up after the break is the city of Las Vegas getting ready to get another professional sports franchise, because the way it looks right now, Vegas is going to make it three, and then they'd just be looking for an NBA team. There's your hint. That's next.
Run fast for your mother, run fast for your father, run for your children.
Barrington, Broomfield, and Silton or Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Test. Here's Eric and Andrew.
Welcome back. Afternoon Drive. Goodman Mason. Watch us. MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. If you're looking for wholesale lumber to the public for your next project, not retail, but wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. In the meantime, if you want to download our app and take us on the go, you can do that as well. Just go to Mile High Sports. You can listen to podcasts. You can listen to our show. You can listen to us live. Get on it, man. Or you can listen to us in your car, 98.1 FM, 107.5 HD3. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is presented by Hot Tub Outlet. As other hot tub stores in town make you wait 12 weeks, get your new hot tub today at Hot Tub Outlet in Littleton or go to hottuboutletdenver.com.
So a few hours ago, our plan was to talk about what's going on in Oakland right now, where 8 Oakland City Council members were scheduled today to cast non-binding votes on a proposed $12 billion plan to help develop a ballpark and a neighborhood around it. A's have said a no vote on their proposal will move their relocation efforts into high gear. With that, we have some breaking news on this story. Mm-hmm. What do we got, Andrew?
Yep, the Oakland City Council voted 6-1 in favor of what they call a non-binding term sheet for the waterfront ballpark, but the session of City Council ended with confusion over whether the negotiations between the city and the team would even continue because of the amendments that were thrown in to this non-binding resolution by the Oakland City Council. So this would, even though they voted yes, this would appear to bring them a step closer to looking elsewhere because of the amendments and riders that were thrown in by the City Council.
You can't blame the owners of the A's for wanting to move. Their stadium is a dinosaur. And when they do play at home in that awful stadium, which is what it is, basically as bad as what the Raiders played in, right?
It is. I mean, and the thing is, it's got plumbing issues. I mean, there have been times where the clubhouses have flooded.
Right. And they have a good team. And they can barely get 20,000 in that stadium.
Actually, since things opened up, they're now at full capacity, as everybody is in baseball now. They have drawn over 17,000 people once.
Right.
This past Sunday. And they're in wild card position. They're a contender.
They're always contending,
if the playoffs started today, they'd be in. And, you know, they have their cycles. They're usually like down for a couple of years, and they're back up for 5 or 6 years.
Right.
And, oh, by the way, in the midst of their perennial contention and clearly being a franchise that, from on the baseball operations side, kind of like the Rays, this is a team that knows what the heck it's doing and knows how to do more with less.
Right.
They, for a Sunday afternoon game a couple of days ago, drew under 9,000 fans.
I know the people in Las Vegas are not going to like this, but they might as well call Vegas Oakland South, because the Raiders have already gone there, and I have a strong feeling the A's are next. I was talking to somebody very much in the know, very much tapped into the Vegas sports scene, and he told me that in Vegas they are planning on essentially building a complex around baseball, basketball, and hockey.
Well, they already have a hockey
arena. No, what I'm saying. They all want it to be in the same vicinity.
So it will be a new arena for the Golden Knights?
No, not a new arena. I shouldn't say that. Let me rephrase.
Or is it where T-Mobile?
Where the Raiders are currently playing,
yeah.
They're going to make it a complex with baseball.
Okay.
It's going to be one big sports complex right outside, what is it, because I stayed at Mandalay. So it's basically right across the highway.
It's easy access.
And that's on the south end
easy
of the
Easy access to the south end of Las Vegas Boulevard, the hotels that are there.
And closer to the airport.
Yes. I mean, one thing, obviously, there were very
few people. Not that I know.
There were very few people there last year when the Broncos played the Raiders. No one at the game, few people in town. But one thing that struck me was just how close everything was to the airport. I thought, boy, if the flights are on time, I could do a Broncos Raiders trip in one day.
Right.
Fly in the morning, right. Take an Uber over to the game, Uber back, and fly out on the last flight. That's how convenient all of this is in Las Vegas. Now, the interesting thing is Las Vegas would be by far the smallest market with three teams, yeah. Let alone four.
Right.
The Las Vegas market itself is not going to sustain all four major professional sports. You're counting on the tourist trade bringing people in, which...
It's going to be hard in the summer. But you know how you market it if the A's aren't very good? Buy a ticket, free air conditioning.
Well, yeah, and I mean, let's say the A's move there. You think there aren't going to be plane loads of people that are taking the Boston to Vegas flight
right.
to come out and watch the Red Sox and get a few days at the casinos?
And hang out at the pool?
It's
going to be about 115 degrees, and with climate change, it could rise to 130.
But it's a dry heat. I mean, you're going to burst into flames sitting there on the right. Chase Lounge, but right. it's a dry heat.
Here's the funny thing, and you've been to San Francisco, Oakland as much as I have, which when I say I've been there a lot, I don't even know how many times I've been there.
It was an annual trip count. For us.
Right, okay. So with that, all due respect to Oakland, and let's just say our friend C.J. Anderson, who is from that area.
He's from Vallejo. He's North Bay.
Right. Yeah. I don't think it is an accident that when you drive on the Bay Bridge to Oakland, it's under the top layer, meaning it's as if they don't want you to see where you're going. Mm. And then when you drive from Oakland to San Francisco, you get a beautiful view of the skyline. It's like, okay, if you want to go to Oakland, we just kind of don't want to show you where you're going. Now, you might be able to see like some shipping equipment, like on the bay, but we really don't want to show you the town. So when you get there and you get out of the tunnel where the freeway is, surprise, you're in hell. And then there's a party leaving because they give you a beautiful view of the Golden Gate Bridge to your right and the gorgeous skyline of San Francisco.
And the thing is, I think it's even more pronounced now that you go down to the South Bay, and San Jose is not visually striking like San Francisco.
No.
But the South Bay, because of tech, is where the money is.
Right.
And the A's long ago would have moved to San Jose. They had there were proposals in place. That stadium could have probably pretty easily come together again with all the money that is swimming around the South Bay.
Where do the 49ers play again?
They play in Santa Clara.
Oh, that's next, right. They don't play in San Francisco,
next to
do they?
San Jose, right?
Yes, it is.
And
it's one hell of a drive.
Exactly. I mean,
think about when we covered the Super Bowl out there. That was a fun media bus ride trip.
Oh, yeah. It was back going into San Francisco, basically, was an all-day thing.
Right.
And back and forth. But the Giants claim the South Bay as part right. of their territory.
Right.
So the Giants consistently nixed any stadium going in San Jose.
Right.
And then there have been all the other aborted efforts to get a stadium in Oakland or even south toward Fremont. But really, when you start looking back on this thing, the moment the Giants said, you can't build in San Jose,
right.
the A's were on borrowed time, and it looks like that time in Oakland is running out.
What do we have coming up on Mountain High Appliance, just in case you missed it?
Tonight will be an historic broadcast for the MLB Game of the Week between the Orioles and the Rays. We'll tell you why next, right here on Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason on Mile High Sports.
Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Welcome back, Afternoon Drive. Goodman, Mason, watch us, milehighsports.com. You can reach us on the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed, at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. If you're looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. In the meantime, if you or someone you know is looking for a new hot tub, there's only one place to go in town, and that is Hot Tub Outlet in Littleton. Why? Well, because they actually have hot tubs they can sell you, while the other place in town are still getting crushed by COVID and supply chains. And when you walk in, they're going to say, yeah, we can get you a hot tub. We just don't know when we can get you the hot tub. With that, I want to bring my friend Tracy. She is the owner of Hot Tub Outlot. How are you, my friend?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Okay, so how bad is it still for the others while you guys have warehouses filled with hot tubs, 15 different models, and truckloads coming in all the time?
Oh my gosh. It seems like it just gets worse on a daily basis. We're just so blessed to be able to have product in stock. But what's happening right now is we've got all these California ports that are backed up with, you know, 40 and 50 ships and container after container that is just waiting to be unloaded. They're literally anchored on the coast of California waiting to come to the ports to be unloaded. So, you know, all what happened with COVID and all these supply demand issues, a lot of the dealers started ordering Chinese product or product that was made overseas, because then they could get some of this other product coming in. Well, now with all these slowdowns on the ports, that's going to become even more of an issue, and it definitely is a cost issue. We've already seen 3 price increases in the industry since January alone, as we've seen with lumber and gas and everything. So prices are definitely going up, but you've got to be able to have the product to sell it. So we do have warehouses full. The thing that's great about us is that we make all American, we have all American made product with American parts. So these shipping slowdowns don't really affect us. So we do have product coming in from the United States, so we can get it on a monthly basis. And I've got customers that have actually bought a hot tub one day and had it delivered as early as the very next day. So it's completely unheard of in today's standards.
So generally,
we're very happy.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, you were way ahead of the curve. You thought ahead, like unlike a lot of other owners. So essentially, if I walked into another hot tub store, and I certainly would not, but if I did, they'd tell me, how long do I have to wait?
I'm hearing 6 to 9 months. I've heard what? September. I've heard January.
6 to 9 months for mm-hmm. a hot tub, and you're loaded with them? Oh my
just
goodness!
Just to produce wow. a spa, they're telling us it's a year and a half.
So you
have to, as a dealer, you have to get on a list to get your hot tubs manufactured, and it takes a year and a half before you get them. So if we didn't order these back last year when this started, we would not have inventory. We would be telling everyone it's going to be, you know, a year and a half to get it.
So not only do you have a lot of hot tubs, you have 15 different models, you have truckloads coming in all the time, everything is made in the USA, so you know the quality is great, but let's continue that. The insulation is fantastic, and if you have ever bought a hot tub before, insulation is everything, isn't it?
Especially in Colorado. You know, we know we get the cold. We get the cold seasons, we have the high altitudes and a lot of properties up in mountain areas that just get really cold, and we just really have to think about insulation. So we do have the best insulation for that colder climate, and by the way, we insulate in a way that it's going to double the life of your spa. So we don't do foam packing. Foam packing really limits the age of your spa. It allows you not to be able to get in and repair it. And by the way we insulate, it keeps an open cabinet, allows you to get in and repair it, and makes your spa last longer.
How do people find you?
Well, you can go to hottuboutletdenver.com, take a look at our website, and see some of our hot tub models. You can call us at 720-296-2518, and just come on into the showroom. We're open regular hours, 11 to 6. Daily and 10 to 5 on Saturday, and come on in and take a look at what we have, and we can get you something out right away.
Tell me how this sounds. Hot Tub Outlet is a huge inventory of hot tubs in 2 warehouses ready to sell right now. They've got 15 different models and truckloads of hot tubs delivered every month. At other hot tub stores, you might have to wait 6 months. Does that sound right to you?
That is true.
Go to Littleton or hottuboutletdenver.com. Right?
That's true.
Say press send, Eric. Say press send. Say it. Say, tell me to press send.
Oh, press send.
Good. I just tweeted out. I just tweeted out. Now awesome. Everybody knows on Twitter as well.
That's great.
Thanks,
That's
Tracy. Great. Have a great
hey,
night.
Thanks so much. You guys too.
See ya. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Time now for the final word.
The final word. Presented by Denver Distillery. Their sweet potato vodka, bourbon, rum, and gin has a smooth and clean taste. Find Denver Distillery off Broadway in Denver or buy it at your local liquor store. And if they don't have it, demand it. Just in case you missed it. Presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to mountainhighappliance.com.
Just in case you missed it tonight on MLB's Game of the Week between the Orioles and the Rays, the first ever all-woman broadcast crew to call an MLB game. It will feature Sarah Langs, Alana Rizzo, Heidi Watney, Melanie Newman, and Colorado's own Lauren Gardner, all on the YouTube broadcast of the game. Both of you have daughters. If your daughters were to go into sports broadcasting, is there a specific sport you would enjoy them calling, or you think they would enjoy calling?
They would never. My daughter would never go into sports. But what I will tell you is, I would have Mia call Alana, who's a friend of mine. Mm-hmm. She is from Denver as well. She used to do the Rockies. I could have her call Lauren as well. Another good friend of mine, Laura Oakman, as well. There are a lot of great female broadcasters out there, and I just rattled off three great ones.
Yeah, plenty of them. It's great to see this broadcast coming together. Which sport would my daughter want to broadcast? It'd be either basketball or soccer.
Right. I'll throw in another one. A good friend of mine, Nancy Newman, who works for the Yes Network. A lot of great female broadcasters out there. Lots of them. Lots and lots of them.
Good to see more opportunities as well.
Yeah.
And especially in play-by-play.
And you know, Jenny Kavanaugh is fantastic as well. She is. And you know what? Katie Wingy's terrific too. And you know what? They're not female broadcasters.
They're just good broadcasters.
They're broadcasters, period. We need to stop dropping the word female, even though it's a historic night.
Right. But we're still kind of seeing some glass ceilings being broken. Yes. Until, you know, someday, 20 years from now, may not be a big deal.
I'm just waiting for the glass ceiling to be broken for the middle-aged white guy like me.
Huh. There was never a ceiling.
There was never a ceiling
exactly.
for me. I am sure of that. That was Mountain High Appliance. And by the way, I'm beyond middle age. I'm easily on the back nine. That was Mountain High Appliance. Just in case you missed it, you can try before you buy. I mean, you can walk into any store. Try out the appliances before you buy them. If you're going to buy a car, you're going to test drive it, right? You might as well do the same thing with appliances. Do it at Mountain High Appliance. You can find them in Littleton, Louisville. You can also find their clearance center in Denver. Coming up after the break, ESPN ranked all 32 teams by their position players, skill players. Last year, the Broncos were 31st. How much do they move up with Sutton, Judy, Hamler, Fant, Javonte Williams, and their quarterback situation? That's next.